Good morning. Our question today is, how should the minhag of kaparos be done, and when should it be done? So what's the minhag of kaparos? So we'll start with the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Tav Reish Hei, Sif Alef. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Masha nohagim lasas kapara, be'erev Yom Kippur, this, the minhag that people do, the kapara, on erev Yom Kippur, that they shecht a tarnagol, that they shecht a chicken, which will be in their stead, Yeshlim Noah Haminag. This is a bad minag. It should not be done. So the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the problem with it. It's because of Darkei HaEmori. This is something that is done by the non-Jews. According to some poskim, it's under the rubric of Chukosein Lo Seilecho, the Yisr D'Oraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying that this minag of kaparos, using chickens and swinging it over our heads, etc., this should not be done. Yeshlim Noah Haminag. It should be prevented. That is the view of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, commenting for Ashkenazim, brings down that there are Gaonim that have written about this minhag. It's an antiquated, antique minhag of Klal Yisrael, an important minhag of Klal Yisrael, and that is the minhag Bechomin Nos Elu, that is our minhag in Ashkenazic countries, Ve'ein Lishanot, and you should not change from adhering to the minhag. So there we have it. A machlokis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch saying, don't do it, and the Ramah saying, yes, do it. And it's interesting to note that despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch, paskening for Eidus HaMizrach, paskening for Sfaradim, says to not do it, but more contemporary, more recent than the Shulchan Aruch poskim of the Sfaradim have said that, that is indeed the Sephardic practice as well. The Kaf HaChai and the Ben Ish Chai both say that this is the Eidut HaMizrach, the Sephardi practice as well, despite the fact that Shulchan Aruch says don't do it, but Sephardim do kaparos as well with chickens. The Arizal himself was very careful about doing it. He said it has significant basis in Kabbalah, and interestingly, a tarnagol, a chicken, is called a gever. So here it's gever tachas gever. What we're doing is for a man, we're going to bring a male chicken. We're going to say a man for a man. We want this chicken to be taken in place of me. So take the chicken, shech the chicken. It should really be my gzardin coming into Yom Kippur, but let that be transferred onto the chicken. The Arizal was in fact makbid to have a separate chicken for every single member of the household. So indeed, nowadays, some people do use chickens. Some people use chickens for each and every member of the household, but others indeed do use money, not chickens. I took a vote at shul this morning as to see how many people use money, how many people use chickens, and the majority of people do use money, but certainly there are some that do use chickens. A doctor came over afterward and he said it's his minhag, antiquated, antique minhag in his family, that they certainly use chickens. And he says that they just don't feel that you're doing the proper thing when you're using money. It should be gever tachat gever. It's this soul is in place of my soul. Not that a chicken has a soul, but this life in place of mine. And they are strict about chickens. Just when it comes to the proper time. So we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that this minhag that is done on Erev Yom Kippur of Kapara. So in fact, the ideal time to do it, the Mishnah Berurah brings in detail when it should be done, Erev Yom Kippur, what time Erev Yom Kippur, so ideally before Alos HaShachar, it's called Ashmores HaBoker, at the end of the night, before Alos HaShachar, is when the ideal time to do it is. However, there is some flexibility on that. You can do it before Erev Yom Kippur, you can do it the day before, 2 days before, you can even do it all of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. The concern of doing it on Erev Yom Kippur is that the Shochtim, those who are doing the Shechita, are so busy. And they're doing shchita after shchita after shchita, so it's easy to make mistakes, not pay attention, to get exhausted, because it is exhausting doing hundreds of chickens. So because of that, some will do it in advance during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, but not Erev Yom Kippur, not all night Erev Yom Kippur. And in fact, somebody who was not able to do it up until Erev Yom Kippur, and even on Erev Yom Kippur, can make it up and do it on Hoshana Rabbah. So we have some flexibility on this minhag, but somebody who's doing it with money, apparently it should be done on Erev Yom Kippur, ideally Bashmoras HaBoker, which means at some point close to, but not after Alos HaShachar, but that's not a necessity. If you don't do it then, certainly it can be done all day, Erev Yom Kippur, Mirtz Hashem, that we should have the ability to transfer all of our sins over to Gever, Tachas Gever, to the chicken, or the tzedakah should act as a kapara for us in place of a gzardin. So Mirtz Hashem will all have a positive gzardin coming into the new year.